'cause I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again, because I'm still in love with you. On this harvest moon.
Wow, this warm spell has certainly helped our harvest, the fields and back roads alive with machinery and long hours on the farm around the clock to beat the rain that might be coming this weekend. And thought I'd get a little perspective of how harvest is going from a gentleman I met a few weekends ago while I was on location at Shine On Auto in the city's northwest. Brian Andrew came to visit and started chatting. He said, I'll touch base with you from the farm in a few weeks from now. So he farms north of Craven. Brian, thanks for joining me. How's the weather this season affected your crop yields?
Well, our summer was a little cooler, so the crops are a bit delayed, but the yields are good, and we've had a warm stretch now, so we're getting some harvest done.
Yeah, this stretch of hot weather has got to be good for the harvest that's a bit behind. How are you feeling? Are you thinking, okay, we got a soggy weekend coming up, you got to make some hay here?
Yeah, we'll do as much as we can until it rains and shuts us down, but I only worry about the weather when my head's wet, so we won't worry about rain until it happens.
So what crops are you harvesting this morning, and how are they looking?
We are working on wheat, hard red spring wheat. The quality is very good, and the yield is above average. So
good to hear. Have you had any challenges with equipment or even labor this year, or has it been going smooth?
Pretty smooth. There's always a few breakdowns and little things, but nothing major. So pretty normal so far this year.
I bet in your head as you're on the combine, you're kind of comparing this year's harvest to past years. What are you thinking?
In terms of yield, I think we're above average. Market prices are down a little, so that's you know, softening our bottom line a little bit. But all in all, it's been a pretty good year. I think we're headed for a decent year.
You farm north of Craven. Have you spoken to any other farmers in the community, and what are their yields like, and what are they talking about?
Yeah, I've talked to some friends and neighbors, and hearing other things, it sounds like about the same. I think it's you know, decent yields and a little bit delayed, but pretty normal all in all.
And as you harvest and toil on the farm, Brian Andrew, is there anything you wish more people understood about harvest season?
I think people understand, but if they don't, just understand how busy we are and how hard we're working to get the crop in.
What keeps you motivated through these long days and hard work of harvest?
I just enjoy the work, and it's a fun job when it's going well, and there are always challenges, but I'm sure everyone faces challenges in their job, so I enjoy the work.
Do you need any extra help? Because Evan Bray, you know, he does this radio gig after I'm done, but at the same time, he likes sitting in a grain truck. You need him?
Well, tell him to give me a call.
When you're in the combine, what are you listening to? Do you got some go-to music besides listening to my show, of course?
Well, once your show's over, then we turn over to Jack FM and listen to the good music on it.
Oh, you're a classic rocker. Well, that's okay. You're keeping it within our company. Across the hall is Jack 94.5. That's cool. What's your go-to snack? I ask everyone who's on the combine what that is.
Well, I take a whole bunch of stuff, but usually the best of my day is when the potato chips come out. So, and whatever flavor is in the bag is good for the day.
Do you have that moment where you shut it down and the meals are brought out to the field?
Sometimes. Generally, we roll through meals. We bring our own food, but sometimes we do. The odd time, we stop and have a sit-down, and that's always enjoyable.
What's your favorite part of harvest, Brian?
Just seeing the work done at the end, like the accomplishment of a good field that's been, you know, that we farmed, and the nature work, Mother Nature worked out, and we worked out, and it's just good at the end. So it's nice to see that sense of accomplishment.
Pretty sweet. So when do you hope to be done by?
Well, we're headed probably the end of September, early October. We should be close to done if the weather cooperates and everything. So we're just pretty normal, as I was saying before.
Well, Brian, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to catch us up, and the crop report from the combine is much appreciated.
Oh, thank you.
Farming north of Craven, that's Brian Andrew. Now, when I hear this song, I'm right there with Ron Burgundy. Remember, in that Afternoon Delight scene, and I think it even made the soundtrack where they recorded it themselves. I'm looking to find, what's your favorite comedy of all time? And if you share with me your pick, your first and last name at 1-877-300-7275. I'll put you in the draw for not one, but two pairs of Keith Urban tickets. I'll award after 8 o'clock. Aaron and Swift Current said,
you don't need to follow anybody. You've got to think for yourself. You're all individuals.
Yes, we're all individuals.
Life of Brian was Aaron's pick. You're in the draw, Aaron. Joining me now, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. Do you have a favorite comedy that...
I got to tell you, the jokes still land even today from Dumb and Dumber. Dumb and Dumber, you know, this is peak Jim Carrey. And even Jeff Daniels, who had been a dramatic actor up to that point, for some reason he takes this role. And to me, it was great for him.
Yeah.
And that movie, like, you go back and watch it and everything is still great. Because a lot of the jokes are just Jim Carrey and his crazy mannerisms.
Yeah, and they're really dumb jokes. So you laugh, yeah. Which also reminds me of, you know, the classics too with the dumb lines like Airplane. That's another good one, too.
We recently rewatched the Naked Gun movies, which, of course, are all along the same lines and with Leslie Nielsen. And I'm still laughing at those jokes. Yeah. They're all still ridiculous and they still hold up today.
I still want to see the new one. I never did get to the theater for the reboot there. Okay, certainly Harvest is gaining ground with this hot weather. And this morning, Premier Scott Mulhey, he's in China trying to make nice and bring relief to our farming community when it comes to tariffs on canola, peas, and pork. But we're also getting a little mention here from the feds now, too, aren't
we? Yeah, Federal Agriculture Minister Heath McDonald was just in Manitoba yesterday, hearing from producers there. And you got to believe they're in Manitoba, you know, hearing some of the same comments that, you know, we certainly are giving the feds here in this province in terms of making progress on Canada removing the tariffs it has up on China in their EVs. And so the Federal Agriculture Minister says they are looking into it, which is, I mean, certainly more than we've heard from the feds on this matter over the last little while. They're doing a review right now. Now, part of this review on whether they want to drop tariffs on EVs from China has to do with looking at other sectors. And so McDonald didn't really say what exactly those were. But you got to believe that some of this would be tied to the U.S. because America has tariffs up as well, just like we do. And so if we drop them, what does that show in terms of our solidarity with America, what other sectors may be impacted? So you got to believe a lot of that is going into this review. In terms of a timeline, yeah, nothing yet.
Okay, we are halfway through the work week. Of course, riders back to practice. And you were mentioning this morning that, hey, if they beat the Alouettes, they actually can clinch the playoff spot officially, can't they?
With a win at what would make them 11-2, yeah, that would certainly clinch a playoff spot for them this year. We're still on track. Like, this Saskatchewan Rough Riders team, if they continue to win, and you look at their schedule, they have, what, 6 games left? And if you look at their schedule, the teams that remain are a lot of them are among the bottom of the league, or at least in the mid-tier of the league. They're done playing Calgary, at least in the regular season. And so Saskatchewan could be, I think the best record they've had in a regular season was 14 wins. So they're certainly on track to beat that or at least tie it.
They are indeed. Okay, and the Alouettes are here and not entirely sold out yet, but I bet it'll be pretty close with the way the record is going for the Riders right now, too. The new iPhone dropped yesterday, and I don't know if you'll be able to afford it, but I'm sure there will be those who just have to have one and will.
Yeah, they keep getting more expensive, don't they? And they have, like usual, they have a number of different models, but I think on the low end, it'll cost you a little over $1,100 Canadian, and on the high end, I think it's what, the iPhone Pro, it's going to be more than $1,700. But they're unveiling an iPhone Air, Greg. So this is a new model. It's supposed to be thinner. It's supposed to be lighter. It's supposed to have a pretty good battery because they've tried this in the past. They've tried to go smaller and the battery also suffers. So they're thinking it's okay. One of the new products, though, along with the iPhones, are new wireless earbuds. They're AirPods, they call them.
The Pro 3, yeah.
And they give you live language translation.
Oh, this is cool. Your iPhone displays their words in English. And you just use a simple gesture, like, and then translation begins, like this. You walk into, a flower shop in Spain.
Translating Spanish.
Hola, bienvenida.
Hi.
Hoy todos los claveles.
Hello, welcome. Today, all the red carnations are 50% off.
That's what it would sound like in your earbuds. Their voice gets lower. Like, they actually lower the voice you're listening to, and it translates in your ear.
Marvelous. Marvelous. How great would that be? I know a lot of people, at least from what I've heard, sometimes are a little apprehensive to go to a new country, to a country they've never been to before that don't really speak English, a whole lot of English, because of that.
Yeah. Kevin, you're going to quit your job. You're going to become a world traveler with those now. I know you are.
Come with me.
Very cool indeed. CJME News Time now is 6:58. Thank you, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. He'll be back in just a couple more minutes with plenty more for you. Riders busy taking care of business. I'll get to them in a minute here with our CJMB Rider reporter, Britton Gray. But first, a reminder, time is starting to run out. This is what's happening this morning for Keith Urban tickets. I've got a couple of pairs I'll award after the 8 o'clock news. In order to get in on the draw, you must share your first and last name. Text me at 1-877-300-7275. We've been talking about our favorite comedies. And if there's just one movie, one comedy that you can pick as your all-time favorite, what would it be? Kim and Lumsden said this one.
And yay, though the Hindus speak of karma.
Clark.
I implore you, give her a break.
Clark.
Baruch Atah.
Chevy Chase, Vacation, Kim's favorite movie. How about yours? 1-877-300-7275. It's that simple to win Keith Urban tickets this morning. Everyone who enters gets in the hat. Frank makes the draw after 8. We make people happy for a sold-out concert this Saturday night. Speaking of happy, he's always bright and cheery this time of the day. He is CJME writer reporter Britton Gray, who probably has a favorite comedy to recommend. Would you?
I mean, absolutely. Step Brothers is just so good, Greg.
Oh,
yes. How can you go wrong with that one?
Just watched it, a good portion of it again a few weeks ago. You are so right about that. There's just so many moments I'd like to relive with you right now, but I don't have entirely time to go through it. But when they show up at the job interview in their suits and they're sitting one
karate in the garage, Greg.
Yes, that too. All right. So you were at practice yesterday. What did you witness there about our Saskatchewan Rough Riders?
Not a whole lot because it was a walkthrough practice.
All right. Good chat. Thanks, Britton. We'll move on.
Yeah, good chat. It was a walkthrough. You know, give these guys, they just played Calgary, then Winnipeg twice. Those are some physical games. Kind of do a walkthrough, I think more of a recovery thing. But that made it tough to gauge who was out there, who was not, because in a walkthrough, guys who are listed as did not participate on the injury report can be out there. They can go through the walkthrough, just kind of go through the motions. So someone like CJ Revis was out there in his position going through the motions, but did not participate. So something to keep an eye on this week, the day two here as a full practice gets underway. We'll see exactly who's maybe more. Yesterday was more of a vet day, and today's they're out there.
Well, Montreal is coming to town. They're on a bit of a slide, right? 5-game slide, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. That team has not been the same since Davis Alexander's been injured. They've lost faith in themselves, it looks like. They look like the worst team in the CFL, which, when you look at that defense, it's crazy to think. And who they went out and got that veteran, McLeod Bethel-Thompson. He's now off the 6-game injured list, so it looks like he might be the guy who's starting this week. But yeah, that team has lost its way since Davis Alexander has been out.
CJME writer, reporter Britton Gray, do you have any concern, though? Like, here we are, 10-2, a lousy club coming to town, desperate for a win. But the Riders, with so much confidence, so high in the standings, do you have a little concern that they might get a little lax now at this point? Or do you think this is a club that is just going to keep driving all the way?
There's always that concern because we've seen it before in any sport, no matter what the team is. But this team has so many veterans on and so many guys who've won great cups and know the importance of every win matters. I don't see them doing that. I think they'll still come out, put on a good performance, and head into the bye week with some momentum. But as I said, you see it all the time in pro sports. So I can't say it's impossible. I just think it's very, very highly unlikely that happens to this locker room.
Well, and the motivation has got to be there this weekend because they can clinch a playoff spot, can't they, this weekend?
They can. With a win, they'll have the crossover intact, right? No, the East is weak this year. So they get to 11 wins. Toronto and Ottawa cannot reach that point, so they clinch a playoff spot. But you know this team wants to do more than that. They want to clinch a home playoff spot. They want to clinch first place and have the West Final there. So still a lot to play for, but that Calgary loss to Edmonton definitely helps them out.
It certainly does. Thank you, Britton, for the update. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
CJME Rider reporter Britton Gray. And just to follow up on the Banjo Bowl, too, where we saw Zach Claros knocked out of the game for the third time this year. looked like a head injury. Winnipeg coach Mike O'Shea yesterday was asked about the condition of Zach. He was trying to be tight-lipped.
I think as humans, we should always be concerned whether people are okay. But I'm always tight-lipped because I personally, I don't think it's anybody's business about Zach's state right now, right? I think he'll be good.
Well, with head injuries, though, wouldn't that be kind of...
I think different? You're speculating. Careful.
Do you expect him to miss some time?
We'll see. Like I said, we'll see as the day goes on.
Well, later in the day, Zach was listed on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers injury report with a, quote, head injury. Friday night football, Saturday last call, Sunday hallelujah. If you like it up loud and you're hillbilly proud, then you know what I'm talking about. Let me hear you say, son, yeah, wanna get it jacked up. Yeah, we gotta salute all our truckers. It's Saskatchewan Trucking Week here, isn't it, Evan Bray?
It's actually National Trucking Week, so it's all week long. A salute to those that move the goods, and I'll tell you, in our province, trucking, of course, is such a huge, huge industry.
Going to be part of your show today, just about what, the safety standards?
Well, we're going to talk about, I've got, Susan Ewart has been on the program before. She's the executive director for the Saskatchewan Trucking Association. We've got a really good thing going here in our province. Recently, the president of the Ontario Trucking Association painted what I would consider kind of a bleak picture of their training standards. And he went as far as to say some of their drivers aren't safe. Susan said, you know, things in Saskatchewan are a lot better. She admitted Ontario's got some problems. So we're going to talk a bit about the trucking industry and just, of course, an appreciation for what they do for our economy.
Well, given the headlines here, the self-proclaimed queen in the Queen City now awaiting her next move as far as the trial is concerned, but you got a cult expert on right out of the 8:30
news. Right out of the gate, we've connected with Christine Sarteski, who's not only a cult researcher and expert, but she's actually done some specific work on Romana Didelo. So it'll be good. She's a criminologist at Chatham University in Pittsburgh. She'll join us this morning. You know, one of the things I want to ask her is, if you think about cults through the years, usually the cult leaders are these charismatic, really, you know, leaders who do a good job of attracting people to their cult. Do you think Didelo is charismatic?
Well, I'm far from charismatic. I certainly can understand, you know, how she might lead a cult because of some of the
ridiculous. But anyway, yeah. So we'll talk with our expert about that and the fact that she's been through a couple of psych assessments and both times been basically doors open, free to go. So
interesting.
We'll talk a little bit about that with our guest right at 8:30.
Okay. Hey, by the way, I haven't asked you yet here this morning to give away Keith Urban tickets. I've been asking about your favorite comedy of all time. I kind of started like I was, you know, talking about how John Candy's being recognized at the Toronto Film Festival, courtesy of Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, they put this documentary, it's going to be out on Prime eventually, right? But it debuted there. And I was thinking of all the great Candy movies, like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. For the longest time, was probably my all-time favorite.
Really?
Then someone reminded me this morning, and I can't believe, like, Dumb and Dumber is still the
it's pretty funny.
The one movie that anytime it's on, you're going to laugh out loud at something.
Pretty funny movie, for sure.
What's your go-to?
You know what? This might be controversial because some people wouldn't see it as a comedy, but I like the Deadpool movies.
Yeah,
I did. I mean, I think each
Ryan
one
Reynolds
of them,
is great. In
oh,
it.
So good. And the humor. And I think they're really good.
Speaking of movies that I know you haven't fully watched, but 26.3 million views and counting on Netflix. I spoke of this earlier in the week, too, about that docudrama, The Unknown Number.
Oh,
Catfish.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about this movie. And if you hopefully without spoilers, you don't want to know who is actually sending the text in this movie, but it's about a young kid who is in a relationship at a very young age and starts getting horrible texts.
Terrible texts.
And it just goes on and on, the bullying. Yeah. And it's a true story with everyone who is involved in the docudrama. Did you see this yet?
I watched just the first little part of it. Jody was watching it last weekend, and then I had to go out to harvest. And I didn't watch the rest of it with her, but I was texting, who did it? Who is the person? I could not believe the answer.
Yeah. And I think even if you know the answer, because there's so many memes in social media now.
I'm not going to be the spoiler of it, though.
No, we're not going to spoil it here. But even if you did find out, it's still worth the watch. Yeah. Because I kind of knew going in, I had, you know, subconsciously I had must have read something somewhere who it was.
Yeah.
And so as soon as I started watching, oh, yeah, I know.
Well, I'm a good
example. But I was still fascinated.
I was going to say I'm a good example because I didn't watch the whole thing. I know how it ends, but I want to go back and watch it now.
Yeah, it's really, really good and really disturbing all at the same time. Very twisted. Okay. Well, not so twisted as Evan Bray.
Well, thanks, Greg.
But he'll
be back here.
If
that's the level, if that's the standard you're holding me to, thank you.
You're doing okay, young man. See you back here at 8:30.